And it is going to be controlled by, well, Blackman controlled it. It was stolen away by Riverdale. The Lady Warriors have the ball in the corner. Shelby Davenport for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound Johnson, and we're underway. Your J. Mullins Jewelry tip-off time, 6:06. J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Guys, don't forget. I know with all this basketball talk, you might forget that, yeah, Valentine's Day is next Thursday, so be sure to head over to J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Blackman with the basketball now. Dangerfield in the far corner. They're moving right to left. She's trapped out there and finds Bond. Now lob underneath. Johnson there, high off the glass. Alters the shot because of the double team. It is missed. Rebound, Jones. Make that Lewis. Lewis to Middleton. Now Petty for three from downtown. In and out. Rebound. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Jazz Bond. Lady Warriors in the white uniforms with Cardinal down the side. A little gold trim in there, Vegas gold, if you will. Pink shoes on tonight. And for the Blackman Lady Blaze in the navy uniforms, trimmed in orange and white. Been an exciting first minute here. Lots of shots put up.
It has. You may want to see Riverdale slow it down just a little bit, run their offense, go through their progressions instead of rushing so many shots.
Lob inbounds to Olivia Jones, back to Middleton, now back to Jones for three from the right wing, in and out. Those start, and now Norris had the rebound, lost it. Petty picks it up and finds Davenport down low for the two. That's one thing that they force you to do, and that's turn the ball over, and points off turnover, huge. Got to keep up with those. Now another turnover by the Lady Blaze. Pollock trying to hit Johnson down low and threw it away. 2-0 Lady Warriors with the lead. 6:44 left in the first. My broadcast partner John Dinkins taking the evening off tonight, but will be joining me tomorrow morning for the coaches' shows beginning at 9 a.m. Lewis has it right wing for Riverdale. Now whipping it around outside to Jones. Now back to Lewis right wing. Lewis tries to penetrate. Stopped there by Johnson. Now Riverdale resets. Petty doesn't use a pick but glides in the lane. Little finger roll. Six-footer no good. Rebound. Norris has it. Norris with the outlet pass to Dangerfield. Behind the back pass over to the big girl, that's Miss Jazz Bond from the right block. It's good. Good ball movement that time by the Lady Blaze. Even us up here at two apiece. Middleton from the left wing lets it go from three-point land. Rattles, falls.
Good shot there by Middleton. That one about went out as well. A couple of those threes already have rattled out for Riverdale, but not that one.
5-2 your score. Dangerfield glides down the lane, puts up a hook shot from the right block, no good. She picks up the loose ball and throws it out of bounds off of Shelby Davenport. Blackman's basketball underneath their basket. It'll be, well, closer to the corner where the sideline and baseline meet. Far side. Blackman inbounds. Now Dangerfield open for three from downtown, no good. Norris there with the rebound, missed the putback. And the loose ball, Jones has it. Riverdale going the other way to Petty, who backs it back up. Now finds Davenport, fires up the three from the right wing, no good. Rebound, Blackman has it. Dangerfield in a double team in the backcourt, gets it up to Pollock. Pollock across the timeline now to Bond. Bond lets it go from about 10 feet, no good. From the left side, Middleton picks it up from the foul line off the back of the rim. These teams are a little tight. Dangerfield down low to Norris, who gets it to Bond, who has it blocked from behind, and now a whistle. Foul going to be called here on Jazz Bond. Her first, I do believe, 42, yes.
Got a little frustrated off that miss there. She was right underneath the bucket, and it went out, and could definitely see the frustration in her as she was scrapping for the basketball.
First foul of the game. 4:45 to go in the first. 5-2, Riverdale leads. Petty trots it across the timeline now. Straight away to Jones. They do get it down low to Olivia after the pass. From the right side, lets a three go. It is no good. Rebound, Blackman down the floor. Bond waits for the double team and scores. What a nice move.
Fundamental move, yeah. Jump stop. Don't see that very often underneath the basket.
Now a foul in the backcourt going to be called on Blackman. We'll have to check that foul, but we have a 30-second timeout here on the floor, which gives Rafferty a moment here to talk about Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug at 896-4600 and find them online at bobparksauction.com.
Thank you so much, Rafferty. 5-4 is your score. Jazz Bond with all 4 points for the Lady Blaze. Middleton with a three and Shelby Davenport with two. Brandy Alley has checked in. She was in the last possession. And before I had a chance to tell you she was in there, we had the timeout called. Alley is a junior for the Lady Warriors. Length of the floor to go for Riverdale. Crossing the timeline now is Petty. Ty looks here to the near wing. Finds Middleton. Now straight away passes to Petty on the left wing. Fakes left, goes right. Now pulls up for the three. It is short. Rebound, Pollock has it. Pollock with the pass to Dangerfield. Dangerfield walking it down the floor behind the back dribble to get past Petty. Now uses a pick and now backs it back out here on the near side. Looks down low for a cutter. Nobody there. Straight away, now lobs it underneath to Johnson. It's no good, but she's fouled. And the foul going to be called on the Lady Warriors, Shanika Hurd, who just checked in.
Brian Johnson had the right idea. She got the lob down low and immediately went up with it. So now she's going to the line.
They actually called that foul on Jones, by the way. So we'll make sure she gets the credit for that and not Hurd. The first one is missed by Alex Johnson at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. She'll have another. Couple of dribbles, shot it, and got it. So she hit one of two. Johnson ties us up at five apiece, 3:40 left in the first. Hurd comes back into the backcourt to pick it up. Now dribbles around near side. Looking for a pick from Alley, gets that, goes to the left side and now throws the ball away, but then Pollock couldn't hold on to it. Turnover both ways, and Riverdale maintains possession.
Blackman with three turnovers here early on in the game.
Quick inbounds, Jones lets it fly, and it's no good. Little 10-footer from the left side won't fall. Dangerfield down the floor, cut off going baseline to Norris. Now back to Morgan Miller, the lob. To Johnson, she got a little too far underneath the basket. Morgan Miller just checked in as well. Jones down the floor, may not stop. She does, back out to Hurd, and Hurd resets. Hurd in a little trouble, now to Ty Petty. Behind the back dribble, through the double team, in the corner to Middleton. Middleton pulls up for three, no good. Too far out front. Hurd saves it, inbounds to Jones, cutting through, layup. Reverse style by Alexa Middleton. So quick. 7-5. Pollock left wing over to the right side. Dangerfield from downtown. It is no good. That one was from about 25 feet. Ty Petty walking it across the timeline now after getting instructions from Coach Corey Barrett. Middleton in the far corner for three. Swish. Alexa Middleton, 8 points, and suddenly a 5-0 run for the Lady Warriors. They're up by five, 10-5. 2 minutes left, and now Norris loses the ball, jump ball. Alley ties it up, and it's going to be a turnover. Blackman.
They've got to do a little bit better job protecting the basketball, Brian. There's four turnovers for Blackman already, and you said it earlier. You just can't have him against this Riverdale team that thrives off points off turnovers.
State championship coach Hillary Hodges is in the building, and last year, Riverdale coach and state champion John Wild both here tonight to watch the Lady Warriors. Driving is Davenport, and she's going to be fouled by Johnson. You may have heard a few oohs and ahs from Blackman fans. They thought she had all ball. Angel Allen, no, that's Kennedy Killings coming in for Blackman, and Bond back in as well. Norris going to get a breather, and Johnson. Minute 48 to play. Ty Petty, bounce pass to Allie. Allie turns, spins back out to Hurd. Now in the corner, driving. Reverse layup, good, by Shelby Davenport. It's a, if you can't, that's a tough basket to defend right there. Killings in the corner, double team, cutting through. Davenport going to get the foul, going for the steal. If you ever get trapped in the corner with this bunch, the pass is where they usually make the steal. It's not necessarily the double team. It's the pass that they force.
And that's the way Coach Baird wants it to be ran. Collapse to the basketball. Cause as much pressure as you possibly can. Riverdale does such a good job of it.
Oakland at Smyrna, Laverne at Siegel. All going on tonight in 7 AAA play. Now the ball is going to be tossed out of bounds off of Blackman, who was it? Dangerfield, I think, and Taisha Petty made that happen, Rafferty.
Yeah, a good hustle play there by Petty, and Dangerfield wasn't too happy about the call, but it most certainly went off that foot there. Gosh, I just love the hustle that you see out of this Riverdale team. They're relentless from start to finish.
Into the far corner. Lewis back in the game now to Middleton. Middleton pulls up for three. It's a little short off the front of the rim. Dangerfield running after the rebound. She doesn't have the numbers, goes up anyway. Strong off the right side, misses the layup. Ball rolling around, back to Dangerfield for three. No good. Off the back of the rim, rebound tipped out. And here comes Hurd. Hurd the pass up, which is broken up. Lewis has it, now she travels. All of that was caused by the pass being deflected by Angel Allen just a bit. And it made Lewis hesitate to catch. 51.7 seconds left in the first. 12-5, Riverdale. Putting on some full court pressure here. The Lady Warriors tipped away by Jones. Jones saves it to Lewis now. Lewis, bounce pass, Middleton. And no good by Hurd. It's out of bounds. Good defense there down low by Angel Allen.
And you can sort of feel the energy inside the building right now. Lots of people on edge.
Upstairs filled up to about 70% now, and trying to split the double team is Dangerfield, and there's a Riverdale foul, and if it's Jones, it's two. We'll check it. Nope, it's Middleton. It's her first, third team foul. Nobody with more than one, so that's a good thing. Blackman has 37.2 seconds. Make that 32.7. I'm a little dyslexic here with numbers tonight. Dangerfield crossing the timeline now. Makes the pass. It's stolen away by Davenport. Davenport behind the back pass. Going up for the layup is Lewis.
Oh, wow. Something, a beautiful pass there by Davenport. And now a turnover on the end, so it goes back to Riverdale.
Coach Chad Hibden arguing the fact, but I wasn't looking, so can't really tell exactly what happened. Now the officials are huddled up talking about it. 17.4 seconds to go here. And it is going to be Riverdale basketball. Here on the near baseline, Ty Petty has thrown it away. Micah Norris stepped in front of it. Norris, pass up to Pollock. Left wing with 10 seconds, with 9. It's Bond with 8, with 7. Drives in there, now gives it up to Johnson. Johnson's shot is good. Riverdale's going to have 1 second from midcourt. Ty Petty off the backboard. No good. And your score at the end of one, 14-7. Riverdale leads here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor. Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Dean Mrs.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Las Casas Feed Supply, and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
Brian Barrett, Rafferty Cleary here with you tonight as we enjoy what is, in essence, the regular season championship in girls. The two best teams in the district locked up here in a good one at Riverdale. 14-7, Riverdale with the lead, and the basketball belongs to Blackman. In the corner to Pollock. Pollock's three from the left wing, in and out. A little snow cone shot there. Rebound Riverdale, down the floor Middleton in the corner. Lewis fakes the three, now penetrates from the block, passing down low, and Norris and Jones got undercut, and Norris fouled, I believe. No, they're going to call that foul on Jones. They sure did.
Jones was attacking the basketball there. She was looking for the pass. Kind of cut up underneath one of the players for Blackman there. Got her by the hip, and that's where it came from.
That was Norris, who went down pretty hard, but she's okay. Two fouls on Jones. Blackman basketball. They trail by seven. Norris from the left side, just inside the three-point arc. It's good. Micah Norris, her first basket of the night. 14-9, your new score, Riverdale. We've played 40 seconds. Right wing, Lewis. Ball tipped. It's going to go out of bounds. Shelby Davenport trying to make the pass into the far corner. And, of course, the long arms of Jazz Bond tipped it away.
A little difficult passing over that towering figure there, isn't it?
Well, let's see. She's 6'3". She may be a touch better than that. Now pass almost stolen away by Bond again. Smacked, but picked up by Riverdale, and Ty Petty resets. Petty going to use a pick. Coming to the right side. Middleton's three online and good. Well, she is deadly from there.
She is trusting her shot right there. Had no hesitation in shooting.
11 points, and now they've stolen the ball. Middleton to Lewis, missed the shot. Jones with the rebound. She didn't travel somehow in there, amazingly. In the corner, Lewis for three, no good. Rebound tipped around, Johnson has it. Johnson, the long pass up to Norris. Norris turns, spins in the lane, fires it up, and it's good. The little rolling two-footer. Micah Norris with 4 points here in this quarter. 6-point lead for the Lady Warriors. Aisha Petty down the far sideline, now pulls up between the circles. Bounces it over to Lewis, who tries to penetrate. Norris all over her there, makes the pass inside to Middleton. No look, down low, cutting through, Shelby Davenport. Now that's what you call an assist. I don't know how she sees her.
I don't either. I mean, I'm sitting here just amazed, just looking at it. You know, two Blackman players collapsed on the basketball, and it left Davenport wide open. She did an S cut. Just a smart pass there by Middleton.
Full court pressure here by the Lady Warriors. Blackman trails by eight now. Johnson in the backcourt, stolen away by Middleton. Middleton behind the back pass. Lewis, right side layup, no good. Rebound Middleton, off the glass. She has gone bananas. Middleton with 13 points. Up the floor, Blackman, Johnson in the paint, misses the four-footer. Ball tipped around. Jones has it, now flips it out. Nobody ever had control, and now Micah Norris is going to push down Tiffany Lewis, and Norris going to pick up the foul. Middleton goes out for a breather. 8 points in the first half, 13 for the game so far, our first quarter, 13 for the game so far, and Riverdale leads by 10. Aisha Petty crossing the timeline now as she signals the play to the rest of the team. Jones now Davenport from way downtown. No good. Contested three would not fall. Now Dangerfield drives the lane right side. Too hard off the backboard with the layup. She was open. Now Petty down the floor. Goes to the left hand. Gives it up. Right side. Basket does not fall to Lewis. But she's fouled. Did you see that move from the right hand to the left?
And then the pass on top of it. I mean, just something else.
At the fans' heating and air free throw line, Tiffany Lewis. The senior, the first one good. Amana and Bryant products at Fans Heating and Air. Stop in and talk to Alton, Jason Fan. They'd love to talk local sports with you as well on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. Lewis, second one. It rolls through. Lewis with four. Riverdale leads 23-11. 4:45 left in the first half of play. Morgan Miller in the game. On the baseline, tosses it in, now gets it back. Comes to the near side to Pollock. They want to get it to the right side to Angel Allen. She's got it now. Got to get it across pretty quickly, and they do. To Dangerfield, down low. Johnson goes up, misses it, but she's fouled.
That was one of the first times you've really seen Blackman do a decent job of beating that press there for Riverdale. It worked out in their advantage, going back to the free throw line.
At the foul line now is Johnson. One dribble, two. Now she fires it up. It is no good. She'll have another. Alex Johnson with a free throw and a field goal here in this game. Toes the line for another. Fans Heating and Air free throw. Shot it and got it. She's one of two from the, or two of four, shooting 50% from the foul line so far tonight. Four and a half to go. 23-12. Riverdale leading Blackman. Left side, Lewis uses an alley pick. Now tries to pass, broken up by Morgan Miller. Ty Petty comes out near midcourt to pick it up. They reset the play. Petty on the far side now comes straight away to the right side. Finds Hurd. Hurd at the foul line. Glides in there. They're going to say she traveled, and she did. Jones going to come back in for Hurd, I would imagine. See if we can't get any additional scores for you tonight. Into the first quarter. Central Magnet leading Livingston Academy 10-8. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Dangerfield crossing the midcourt stripe now. Fakes coming near side, passes to the right, and Allen has to run down the loose ball. She's trapped, now gets it to Dangerfield from the foul line. Swish. Foul line right side, lets it fly, and it's good. Dangerfield, her first basket of the night. 23-14. Whiteman would love to close out here in style. Alexa Middleton waits on traffic. Puts up a long two. It is no good. Rebound, Blackman, and they're down the floor quickly. Morgan Miller to the left wing. Pollock for three. It is no good. Rebound, Middleton. Middleton surveying up the floor. Comes here to the right side. In the lane, Allie goes up. She travels. Tried to get around the potholes in the lane there. Blackman's done a pretty good job of clogging up the paint tonight.
They have.
Near side, Pollock. Over to Morgan Miller, now right side, Allen. They're still in the backcourt. Miller makes the long pass up to Pollock. Pollock from the left block, glides in there. Nothing there for her, so she passes back out, finds Miller left wing. Now Allen open for three. It is in and out. Rebound, Alley. Flips it out to Middleton with 2.5 to play. Riverdale basketball to Ty Petty, who sets up the offensive play here. Petty and Jones playing catch. Alley to Petty, now right wing. Petty a couple of dribbles, finds Lewis. 2:12 to go in the first half. 23-14 Riverdale. Coach Barrett barking the play. Long pass is going to be broken up, intended for Jones. Stolen away by the Lady Blaze. Walking it down the floor is Dangerfield. Crystal now picks up a trot, comes here to the near side. To Johnson in the left corner. Now back out front to Allen. Allen to Morgan Miller, right side, trying to feed inside, broken up by Allie. Saved by Allen. Angel Allen. Long pass, Morgan Miller to her. It's broken up, but once again saved by Blackman and Allen. Dangerfield in the lane, a little crossover, missed it. Rebound put back, Johnson won't fall. Rebound tipped up by Crystal Dangerfield. 23-16, minute 15 to go. If you're a Lady Blaze fan, this is how you'd like to close out. But still a lot of time, Riverdale with the ball now. A miss and a basket by Blackman could be huge to close out this half. Olivia Jones from the foul line, right side, swish. Olivia Jones, that's her first basket of the night. 25-16. Allen in the backcourt, over to Pollock with 46 seconds. Up the floor to Johnson. Johnson over to Allen, right side. Finds Dangerfield. Works between the rings, now passes near side to Pollock. Pollock turns, spins, gets past Ty Petty to Angel Allen with 30 seconds. Now Miller for three. She can hit those and banks it in.
That's what that square's for there. The bank was open.
First bank three for Morgan Miller. 25-19. Riverdale going to get the last shot here. As Ty Petty crosses the timeline with 13 seconds, with 12 with 10. To Lewis with 9 with 8. It's Jones for three. Yes, sir. Count that basket. Olivia Jones, first bank three with 2 seconds with one. Pollock from midcourt lets it fly. It's going to be off of the front of the rim and no good. Well, it's been a fast and furious first half of play. The Lady Warriors lead the Lady Blaze by a score of 28-18. And again, we are at halftime. We'll run down the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, have lots of stats for you. From Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports, and much more as we continue. I can tell you that Oakland leads Smyrna 30-22 with 3 minutes left in the first half of play in that District 7 AAA matchup. Back on the other side of this short timeout on State Farm Prep Basketball.
So what sets Murfreesboro Automotive apart from the other auto repair shops?
If you need something fixed, I promise you, he's going to fix it. He's going to do it right.
Kelly Holcomb has been a longtime customer of Murfreesboro Automotive.
Every time I come up here, I'm just amazed. They do the kind of job for that amount of money, and he's got a customer for life with me.
We will give an estimate before any work is performed so that when you pick your vehicle up, you'll know exactly how much it is. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
Hi, this is Chris over at Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line retail store that offers lessons, guitars, drums, bass, keyboards. Anything you need, just come on by and see us. We also offer internet price matching. And once again, we will not be undersold. Music World will match all internet pricing. Anything you see online, we can take care of and do just the same pricing as they do. We are Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Home-style cooking? You can find it at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike next to the Old Food Lion.
That's all we know is good Southern eating.
That's right, good country cooking at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, open Tuesday through Friday, lunch and dinner, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch.
We have that hometown feeling, so we try to give that to the customers.
Stop in and see Ricky Turner and the family at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike next to the Old Food Lion. Good Southern eating and great desserts, too, at the Cedar Bucket.
Changes in your life create new financial needs. whether it's graduation, a promotion, retirement, or other significant life changes, First Bank is there to help you succeed. Everything from a First Rewards checking account, investment services, business banking, and more, your hometown friends at First Bank are here to help you. I'm Ben Weatherford, inviting you to come by the First Bank location that's nearest you, or visit us on the web at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's moving day is here. Our first day in phase two of the new building will be February 11th, 2013. Located at 1272 Garrison Drive in Murfreesboro, your health is our mission.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Next on WGNS Primetime Sports, it's the Ideas Tease Between Game Show. A look at tonight's scores and schedule, plus local sports news and notes.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. We'll take a look at some stats real quick while we're in halftime. 6 minutes till we get back to action here. Stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air's Winners Trophies and Game Day's Team Sports. We'll go first with the individual stats here for the Blackman Lady Blaze. Crystal Dangerfield with 4 points so far through one half of play. Morgan Miller with 3 points. Micah Norris with 4 points. Alex Johnson with four. And Jazz Bond with 4 points. And that rounds everything out for the Blackman Blaze there. As for the Riverdale Lady Warriors, it looks like this. Alexa Middleton has gone crazy. 13 points for her through one half of play. Shelby Davenport with 6 points. Olivia Jones with 5 points. And Tiffany Lewis with four for the Riverdale Lady Warriors. Nobody really in any foul trouble as of right now. Moving over here to the team's stats right now, brought to you again by Fans Heating and Air Winners Trophies, Game Day's Team Sports. 14 rebounds apiece for Blackman and Riverdale. They've done a pretty good job controlling the boards, each team has. Field goal shooting, Blackman a low 8 of 27 through one half of play, right at about 30%. And for Riverdale, they've thrown up some shots tonight, 11 of 30, right at 37%. 2 for 2 at the foul line for the Warriors, and only 2 of 4 at the foul line for the Blackman Blaze, right at 50% for them. Turnovers, a lot on the Blackman end right now. 10 turnovers through one half of play. Riverdale done a pretty good job protecting the basketball with only 5 so far. And that'll be all of our stats here. We'll take a quick break, get you right back over here to Warrior Country here at Riverdale High School, and we'll be right back.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Okay Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola amigos, this is Sergio from Okay Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at OK Jose.
OK Jose Tex-Mex Cuisine in the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
OK Jose.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Sailor Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Stop by Reefsane Medical for some refreshing respiratory advice. Did you know that insurance companies often cover the cost of CPAP and BiPAP machines and supplies? Our four respiratory specialists can help you overcome a sleep disorder or other respiratory issue during a private, on-site consultation or a home visit. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reefsane. Call Reefsane Medical at 896-5864 or visit us at 1809 Memorial Boulevard.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. You can log on to listen live, on demand with podcasts, and see where we'll be broadcasting next. Brian?
All right, Rafferty, thank you so much. Don't forget, on our website, GoPrimeTimeSports.com, you will find there lots and lots of information, including InterSource Tournament Central, where you can download the brackets. We're going to keep you updated with all the scores and tournament play and much more. So be sure to head to InterSource Tournament Central at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Actually doing a little work there on the brackets now and see how all of that works, and we'll have it all located there. Smyrna will be hosting all of the District 7 AAA tournament, so keep that in mind. And the 9A tournament underway tonight. Girls playing tonight, MTCS at Community and Eagleville at Cascade. The winners will advance to the semifinals on Monday, and the semifinals, consolation, and finals all played at Motlow in Tullahoma. In boys tomorrow night, Eagleville is at Fayetteville, and on WGNS after the Raiders and Troy, we'll have Moore County at MTCS. That's boys tomorrow night. On your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, it's Blackman 37 and Smyrna 24. 37-24, Oakland leading at halftime. On your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard here, it's 28-18. Riverdale leading the Blackman Lady Blaze. Second half, I did notice your stats. Blackman shooting 30%, Riverdale 37%. Not a whole lot of difference there, but Riverdale's put up 30 shots. Well, Blackman's put up an equal number there. I don't think that's the game that Blackman can win, though.
The shooting game, no, I don't think so either. You were telling me a little bit earlier that maybe by the end of the game we could see a possibility where Riverdale doubles the amount of shots that Blackman's taken, so we'll just have to see.
I didn't realize that they had put up that many, so it's going to be an interesting second half here. Riverdale with the ball. They're moving right to left as we see it. Are working the pool end at Riverdale, if you're familiar with Johnny Parsley Memorial Gym. In the right corner, it's Alexa Middleton. Bounce pass to Shelby Davenport to Lewis, left wing. Lewis tries to step in. Nothing there. Back out to Middleton. As Blackman opens up, kind of a, almost looks like a zone, but it's not. It's man-to-man. Bounce pass. They get wide open underneath. Jones got free on the backside, and that was a missed assignment there. Olivia Jones with seven. 30-19. Lob up the floor to Pollock. From the left wing, back out to Dangerfield. To Jazz Bond. Takes a drive and fires it up. No good. Rebound. Riverdale has it. Ty Petty in the corner to Lewis. Lewis stops, looked over the shot or thought about it, but then passed back out to Petty. Jones back to Petty, top of the key. Three, she drains it. First bank three for Taisha Petty. What a way to start off the second half with your first basket of the night with the first bank three. 33-19. Dangerfield, foul line, cuts through down low, does Norris, and shot is good. And we've got a timeout here on the floor, which we will take as well. 33-21, Riverdale leads.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, located at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Give her a call at 895-2700.
Pass up is kicked by Pollock, so Riverdale will inbound the basketball on the far sideline, leading 33-21. The winner is number one in the district tournament. Gets the number one seed. Whoever loses this game will be the number two seed. Shot baseline by Davenport, no good. Rebound, Blackman. Up the floor, long pass to Pollock. Pollock over to Norris. Norris from the right side over to Pollock and stolen away. Tipped out of bounds, but Norris was the last to touch it. Riverdale basketball. The gym is probably now, I'd say, it's full downstairs. People crawling downstairs, and I'd say a good 85% upstairs. So packed house here at Riverdale. Petty from the right side drains another first bank three. Back-to-back threes for Ty Petty. This is the punishing run that Riverdale likes to go on in the third, and now they've stolen the ball away. Petty in the front court saves it and then is fouled, I think, as Pollock was hustling after the ball. They blew the whistle. I don't know if they're going to call a foul or not. They do, and it's on Pollock.
Well, the play by Petty is what you want to see if you're Coach Barrett there. Make a big-time three, then out-hustle everyone else on the court to try to get the basketball. Good play there by Petty.
Lewis to inbound. Right in front of the Riverdale bench. Finds Middleton, now back to Petty. Petty trying to go back door to Jones, stolen away by Norris. Up the floor, Dangerfield, layup good. They are going to have more baskets in transition like that.
Well, without some of these turnovers, Blackman's done a pretty good job running the floor tonight.
From the foul line, that's Ty Petty with another basket. She has 8 points here in this third quarter. She has 8 of the 10 that Riverdale has scored here in this quarter. We're not through with the midway yet. Foul line runner up and good by Jazz Bond. 38-25 your score. Just trading buckets the last couple of possessions now. Taisha Petty straight away, right wing now, finds Lewis. Back straight away, popping out is Davenport, back to Petty. Around the horn, now it's Middleton from long range. It's no good. Rebound, Jones missed it. Rebound tipped back over to Jones, and she got it to fall. Got to get rebounds against this team. That's easier said than done. In the backcourt, Bond tosses it away. No. Great save by Dangerfield. Fakes left, goes right. Layup good. And yes, she is just a freshman. That is a big-time move right there. We're seeing some of the best girls basketball in the state of Tennessee right here in Murfreesboro tonight. Lewis to Middleton, and now Middleton is clobbered by Norris. I think she might have had a clean block, Rafferty, but she leaned in. And
yeah, the acting job there by Middleton was kind of good as well. She kind of clipped over after she got hit there, and I think that's what the referee just saw.
After three quarters of play, it is Siegel 18, Laverne 11. That's after three quarters, 18-11. First toss is good. The second one is good as well by Alexa Middleton. And she will have a chance at the three-point play from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. With this toss coming up, Fans Heating and Air on Jayhawk Court. Alton and Jason Fan ready to get your call for that spring tune-up because, you know, warmer weather is around the corner. She hit all three of them at the foul line. 43-27, Riverdale with 2:40 to go in the third. Norris in the backcourt, leading up the floor to Angel Allen, and Allen could not hold on to it. Olivia Jones, the pass in to Middleton. Boys game upcoming after this one. Number one, Blackman, state ranked in the district as well, taking on Riverdale tonight. Middleton, bounce pass into Alley. Now outside, Jones penetrates back to Lewis for three from the deep left corner. No good. Hurd with the rebound, tipped out of bounds off of Dangerfield and Riverdale basketball. Killings coming in. Petty coming back in. Lewis goes out. With 3:13 to play in the first half. Make that third quarter. I'll get it right. I told you I was having trouble with numbers tonight. Petty comes here to the near side, uses an alley pick. Now to the far side. It's the pick and roll, and Alley picks up the loose ball. Back to Hurd, back to Petty from downtown. She's hot! And she nails it.
One of the most confident shooting teams I think I've seen in a long time, and I guess that's why they threw up so many shots, because they're going to make quite a bit of them.
First bank three for her, and now Petty, they've stolen it away. She puts up a two this time, missed that. Allie with the rebound, trying to save it as Middleton, and threw it in, well, they're going to say off of her. I thought it might have been out of bounds off of Killings. Shelby Davenport coming back in. And Jones is going to go out for a breather here. 46-27 Riverdale. Morgan Miller inbounds from the near sideline. Now to Dangerfield. And works in and out of traffic. Now over to Killings, who has her shot blocked. Down the floor, Hurd for the Lady Warriors. From the foul line, flips it back out to Middleton. Long pass underneath, reverse layup, good by Shelby Davenport. Very unselfish play by the Lady Warriors, and they push this lead to 48-27. Allen drives left side, now foul on double zero, Shelby Davenport. Be sure to follow us online at WGNS Sports on Twitter, or facebook.com/WGNS Sports for all of our sports updates, scores, whatever we have posted online. You can follow us there and get all of that information. Free throw is up and good by Angel Allen, her first basket of the night. She'll have another from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. The second toss is good. 48-29, just under 2 minutes to play in the third. Hurd down the far sideline to Davenport straight away in the corner. Middleton fakes, now goes underneath to Alley. The six-footer, no good. Perfect pass. Alley was waiting but just missed the shot. Dangerfield drives. They're going to call an offensive foul or a block. It's going to be a blocking foul and probably Petty. Didn't get set in time. 2-0, it is Petty.
For as fast as Dangerfield goes up and down the court, she's a pretty controlled player when it comes to her fundamentals.
The freshman at the foul line hits the first. She's got 9 points and could become Blackman's first double-digit scorer if she hits this Fans Heating and Air free throw. She takes three dribbles. Eyes the goal, and this one bounces three times, but then falls through. 10 points for Dangerfield, 48-31. Blackman has very much used the third quarter to their advantage in previous games. Lewis drives and now kicks it back out to Jones. Now finds Ty Petty straight away to Hurd. Now Davenport going to be fouled by Jazz Bond. However, right now, they're trailing Riverdale 48-31 with a minute 15 to go in the third. Hurd tosses in right in front of the Riverdale bench. Finds Petty. Comes here to the near wing. Now back the handoff pass to Lewis. Back to Petty for three from the left side. Swish. She's on fire. Going to be hard to stop that. Another first bank three. That's her fourth. She's got 14 third quarter points. 20-point lead for Riverdale. Morgan Miller to Angel Allen. Bouncer, yes. Got it to fall. Little six-footer from the right side. Allen with four. Lewis back out front to Taisha Petty. Petty with 36 seconds. Backs it back out. Coach Barrett saying, look at the clock. She turns, spins, bounce pass wide open underneath. She drew the double team, but Davenport couldn't finish off. Missed the shot. Kennedy Killings has it tipped out of bounds. Dangerfield going to come back in. She comes in for Killings. Dangerfield was out for a breather there. And now coming back in for offense. Norris. Number 11 looking to toss it in and finds Dangerfield with 18 seconds. Going to put pressure on Crystal. They pass down low to Bond. Bond has it stripped away by Jones. Long pass up. Petty's going to have a layup. It's good. Petty with 16 with 4 seconds. Stolen away. Lewis to Jones. Basket, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. With your score, Riverdale 53, Blackman 33. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. While you and your pets are indoors hiding from the winter weather, be sure to check out our selection of toys to keep them entertained. And if you want to relax this winter by starting or upgrading your aquarium, here at Animal City, we have all of the freshwater and saltwater supplies on your shopping list. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's next to the bowling alley.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
Ready for the final quarter here in girls basketball regular season, District 7 AAA. Dangerfield. As Blackman moves left to right, Dangerfield tripped up by Olivia Jones, and that is the third foul on Jones. Third team foul, by the way. Inbounds toss. Norris almost stolen away by Jones. It's Bond making a long pass. Almost cannot afford to do that against Riverdale. It is stolen away finally. Davenport steps in front of it to Petty. Now Lewis back to Petty. And Petty is going to throw it away, or can Davenport get there? She gets there, and Riverdale took a timeout, which we will take as well here on WGNS. And remind you, our 30-second timeouts are brought to you by Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, Rafferty.
From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug at 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com.
This final quarter brought to you by State Farm agent Andy Womack at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850. Taisha Petty to toss it in right in front of the scorer's table. Finds Davenport right wing. We've played 33 seconds and counting here in the fourth. 20-point Riverdale lead. Bounce pass to Davenport. Now back to Middleton. Flip back over to Davenport. The three away, and it's off the side of the rim. Rebound Dangerfield. Dangerfield doesn't have the numbers, but she's going to go to the rack anyway. Fires it up. No good. Rebound. Johnson is going to be hacked and fouled. Boy, she has had a tough night in the paint tonight.
Riverdale's done a really good job controlling those boards, and I think that's what Johnson thrives at, and they've taken it away from her, really. Right now, Riverdale sitting at 19 rebounds as a team.
Second foul on Middleton. Johnson at the foul line misses the first. She's been to the foul line three times tonight. She's hit every other one, so that means she probably will hit this one. Shot it, and oh, missed it. Was trying to talk that one in. Almost went in. Jones over to Lewis. Now back way out front to Taisha Petty. Petty has it right wing. Middleton comes through for the three. Yes, barely ripples the net. Alexa Middleton, she's got 19 points on the night. Micah Norris down the floor. Norris pulls up at the foul line. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Davenport. Outlet pass right side. Jones streaks down the floor. Foul line. Glides on in there. Two-footer too hard. Missed it. Rebound. Lewis. And now Lewis is going to be fouled by Miller. Lewis sold that one. Thought she might have traveled in the process, but Miller held. That's the fourth team foul for Blackman. Taisha Petty from the deep right corner. She's hot, friends. She's playing on another level right now. 19 second half points, 16 in the third quarter alone, and another first bank three. That's five. Stolen away, Petty over to Middleton. Middleton, great pass, finds Jones cutting through, missed it. She gave up a two-footer for a one-footer. Micah Norris down the floor. Shelby Davenport helps to defend that one. Micah Norris got too far underneath the basket. Middleton glides in the lane, flips it back out. Petty from the deep left corner, nothing there for her. And Riverdale resets in the corner with Davenport trying to drive baseline, nothing there. Now back to Middleton, back out to Ty Petty as she resets straight away. Long pass over Middleton, fakes, now pulls up for three, bounces, will not fall. Micah Norris with the rebound. She's in trouble under there, and now they're going to call a foul on Davenport. Davenport with her third. Allie comes in, Hurd comes in, Jones and Petty go out. 59-33. Don't know at 5:20 if that means their night is done. I'd say it's getting close unless there is a run here by Blackman in the next couple of minutes. And now Dangerfield going to be banged around. Middleton going to get tagged with this foul.
There's one thing about Dangerfield. She does not quit. Even when the game looks like it's getting out of hand, she is 100 miles an hour constantly. Just a fun player to watch.
End of the third quarter, Oakland 54, Smyrna 34. 54-34, Oakland leads Smyrna by 20 at the end of three. Got another score to pass along after this three attempt by Dangerfield from out of this planet. She nails it, and it is good. First bank three for Dangerfield. 59-36 your score. Back in 1 minute here on WGNS.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life?
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. 890-0850.
While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move, and we're excited about it. I'm Ben Weatherford, and First Bank is constructing a new state-of-the-art branch in front of the Publix supermarket on the New Salem Highway. We do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you and your business. So come on by or visit us on the web at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Prentice Also Heating and Air, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Franklin's Print Works, and the Tasty Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
If you get up before noon, you could come out and have breakfast with us tomorrow morning.
I'm not a morning person now, but I would love to maybe do that sometime.
Well, come on out. Cedar Bucket Restaurant tomorrow, hosting the Prentice Also Heating and Air and MTCS Cougar Corner. Riverdale basketball, 4:40 to go here in the game. Lady Warriors lead 59-36. Blackman just nailed a big three-point basket a second ago, called a timeout. Allie has it in the corner for the Lady Warriors. Back to Jones. Jones and Petty did come back in after the break. Petty uses a pick and goes right side. Give and go down low. Allie has to flip it back out. Now Jones for three. Left side. Swish. Olivia Jones, her second First Bank three of the night. She's got 12. And now Allen bringing it across the floor to Morgan Miller. Miller flips it down low and off of Middleton. Boy, Dangerfield did something you don't see most freshmen do. She was leaning out of bounds, just palmed the ball enough to throw it off of Middleton and out of bounds. Inbounds play, and the pass is stolen away. Jones, and now Jones is fouled by Dangerfield. It's her first foul, and it is the fifth Blackman foul.
It's pretty remarkable that she's only managed just one foul tonight as well. I mean, it's tough she plays. It's pretty good.
Ty Petty now works it straight away. Petty turns, spins at the flat foul line, back out to Middleton. She tries the same thing, and now going to be a push foul on Dangerfield called. It looked worse than it really was.
Right. Pretty good defense there by Dangerfield. She had her squared up. Her hands got tied up, though. That's what the foul was on.
Any more fouls, whoever commits them will go to the line for the bonus. 3:40 to go in the game. Jones going to head to the rack, and she's going to have an easy layup after splitting a double team. Jones with 14 points. Allen trots it across the timeline now to Pollock, left wing. Now back to Allen. Nope, doesn't get there. Stolen away by Petty. She's going to have a layup. No, she dishes off, of course, and gives it to Lewis, who has the layup on the right side. That was uncontested.
Talked about it earlier. Riverdale does such a good job disrupting those passing lanes, and that's what just happened.
30-point lead. In the corner, Jazz Bond, the three, no good, and now a foul underneath the basket. Going to be one and one somewhere, and I think there was Angel Allen getting caught down below with Middleton. I didn't see it. Chad Hibden doesn't agree with it.
Looks like they just got tangled up at the feet there, and they fell on top of one another. Middleton didn't like it at all. I saw the whole thing go down, and it was just a twisted up feet.
At the line for the Fans Heating and Air, 1-1 is Alexa Middleton. She hits the first, so she'll get another. 20 points for Middleton. Petty with 19. It's going to be hard to decide who is our player of the game in this one. May have to chicken out. The second one is good as well. She's got 21.
I think I've got mine, though.
You can't argue with the 16 third quarter points by Ty Petty. She was just orbiting another planet.
I think you may be on to something there.
Pass broken up by Jones, flipped in the air. She tips it and tips it again. It's like volleyball. It's going to be out of bounds off of Blackman, Riverdale basketball. Blackman boys warming up here behind us, getting ready for that one. In the backcourt, or in the front court rather. Now Middleton pulls up, and the long two is nothing but net. She's got 23 points. And Shelby Davenport goes out to applause. And Jordan Greason, senior, going to get in here on senior night. Jordan Greason, one of the lone seniors that doesn't start here. Tysha Petty and Olivia Jones and Tiffany Lewis, the others. Right side, Kennedy Killings for three. First bank three for her. 70-39. This one is all but done here tonight. Underneath, shot up by Middleton is no good. Rebound. Killings has it. To Allen, no, stolen away by Middleton. Middleton down the left side. She's going to be pushed before she could make the pass and goes to the free throw line.
And Brian, that just tells the story right there. Another turnover for Blackman. That's 20 turnovers on the game for the Blackman Lady Blaze compared to Riverdale's only six. So a big, big point right there in this ball game. And I will tell you, you were right, actually. The Riverdale Lady Warriors have doubled those shots that Blackman's taken, and it was fairly close at halftime, but they came out firing. So you were right.
Well, I guess old age will do that to you, a little wisdom. Lots of subs. Lewis goes out, Petty goes out, Jones goes out, Middleton, lone starter, still in there, and she hits the second. Fans heating and air free throw. Hit the first one as well while you and I were talking. So she hit both, 72-39 with a minute 38. Riverdale going to be the regular season champions and undefeated in the district. By the way, I can tell you on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Siegel a winner over Laverne, 31-25.
Defensive game, huh?
Apparently so.
Wow.
31-25, your final. Siegel is a winner, and if the Smyrna score holds up, Smyrna-Oakland score, Siegel will finish fourth and Smyrna fifth. And all that matters is who wears the white jerseys. First free throw is good. And the second from the fans heating and air free throw line is good as well for Angel Allen. She's got 6 points, one field goal, and the rest from the charity stripe. 72-41 and counting down here. Hurd fires it up, bounces twice, won't fall. Now another whistle on after the rebound. They're going to whistle that foul on Maddie Cantrell. Oh, Jordan Greason with the foul. Maddie Cantrell is in the game along with Rachel Conyers. Allie and Hurd also in there as well. Toss, one and one, no good. Rebound, Riverdale with a minute 16. Far side, now Allie has it. Greason cuts through and has it blocked. Loose ball rolling around. It's going to be out of bounds on Riverdale, I think. Yes. Blackman basketball, and they bring in a ton of subs as well. Mia Greetrix comes in. And others. Some are wearing different jerseys here, so you'll have to bear with me. Jada Hughes also in. Kobe Cheney as well. Loose ball rolling around. Dan Greason comes out of there with it for Riverdale. And now a foul. Our timeout called. Riverdale called timeout with 45.8 on the clock. We'll step aside and be right back.
See electric plumbing and gas. We can take care of you. Call Thompson Services. We'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my BPF, best pizza friend, Jill. And her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness,
the dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Jill, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Three-pointer fired up from the left side by Jordan Greason for Riverdale. It's online, but hits the guy wire up top. And it'll be Blackman basketball. 30 seconds to go in this one. 72-41, Riverdale ahead comfortably. We've got the B team in the game now for both sides, getting some practice in here. Jada Hughes, foul line, flips it back out here near side. Blackman cutting through down the baseline, and shot is up and good by Greason. 4 seconds, it's tipped out of bounds. You can hear the Riverdale fans across the way doing the tomahawk chop, as the Lady Warriors are going to be 10-0 in the district. And your final is actually going to be this, 72-43. 72-43. Riverdale, number one seed in the district tournament, remain undefeated on the year, have now 25 wins. Blackman falls to 8-2. The only blemish on their record of 23-2 is at the hands of the Lady Warriors two times this year. Again, your final tonight, 72-43. 72-43, your final.